available there today. We can go from there. Hang on here.
Thank you for holding. Is this Ryan?
Yeah, this is.
Hey, Ryan. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm busy.
Right?
Yeah. It's a good problem to have, though, I guess.
Yeah, I
understand you were speaking with Tara. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details, but she also mentioned that you were having some issues with your verification.
Yeah.
Did you figure out, like, what the issue was in the back end of your Google business profile?
No, I really don't know, man. Like, they don't give you any direct reason why. They just say, you know, hey, make sure everything's correct, and then resubmit or something like that.
Yeah. So as a Google partner company, I'll tell you, I've been working here 12 years, and usually when there's a suspension or a hold on a Google business profile or they won't verify it, it's because, like, name,
yeah,
address, phone number, or website. They call it the NAPW.
Yeah.
Name, address, phone number, and website. And the thing people miss is, like, Google has so many pre-existing relationships with other companies, like, that might pay for Google advertising themselves, or because it's a search engine. So a lot of the directories that you're on, they're on the search engine too. And they could have wrong information that's triggering the suspension of the Google business profile, right? So it's not just on Google,
yeah,
where that information has to match. It's got to match everywhere. It's like Facebook, Angie's, Thumbtack, Yelp, all these things that you're on, your website. If the phone number's off, if the address is off, they'll suspend it because they're like, we don't know if we're actually giving these people the right information or not. And so it's up to you to kind of, like,
yeah,
get in there and fix it. Us as a Google partner, when we start hosting your Google business profile, we'll host those other profiles as well. So we'll go in there and we'll clear the discrepancy and make sure that it all matches up. And then obviously we verify more companies than anybody in the country. So we'll get you verified. That'd be the first thing we do. We have to do it, right? You have to be verified.
Because I'm on Angie's, Thumbtack, I got a website, my Facebook page, but I thought I had everything set up. Now, my office is out of my home address.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, sometimes, you know, I don't put my full
you hide
address.
It.
Like, I put, you know, city, state, zip code, not really address.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess it could be something like that.
Yeah, I mean, you still, because the PIN verification letter, did you go video verification, or you requested the PIN in the mail?
No, that was the only option they gave me was a
video
verification.
Yeah, that means that there was definitely an issue with the address, because they only go to that if they can't just do it the traditional method by sending the postcard in the mail. So that means you were having an issue with it. So it's the 399 Mesa Lane in Lone Oak?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I have it here. Okay, so we're going to have to resubmit your verification. Yeah, because they're not even showing your Google business profile, so the GBP is fully suspended. Like, everything comes up but the Google business profile. I mean, you got BBB.
Yeah, so, like, essentially what I did is, I couldn't figure out what could have been wrong, so I deleted my first request, and then I've re-entered everything, and all the way up to the point where it's, like, verify with the verification video, and then I just haven't even done that, because I didn't want it to be repeating the same cycle.
Yeah. No, we got you. So we'll get you verified. But the call is more about getting you on the first page. I mean, obviously, once you have verification and everything, you know, the way you make the money is showing up in front of these people at the time that they actually look for a plumber, right?
Yeah.
And that's why we're reaching out to you today. The Google partners, we host Google Places placements. So those are those three guys next to the map there when you look for a plumber in this area. we have one spot open currently, so they're giving us a list that we're going down. We're just looking for one company to fill that spot. Once we fill it, we're closing out the entire area. So it's about a 40-mile radius. It's not exactly a small area, but you could shrink it if you want, if you don't want to go that far. But you'd be up there with, like, On The Way Plumbing, Leak Specialists, and Anchor Plumbing. Have you heard of those guys?
Yeah, I know the owner of both of them.
Okay, yeah, well, they're getting multiple calls a day from their Google business profile, so it's a good spot to be in.
Yeah, I've been trying to get on. I mean, like, this is my first year with my own company, but, you know, I did a little over $2 million a year for the company that I just left. So, like, I know the powers of, you know, marketing and Google and all of that. And I'm doing well now, but it's like Google is kind of the main spot you kind of got to be on. So.
Yeah, the hard part's not the verification or the cost. The hard part's really the availability of the spots, because if another business fills that position and Anchor and On The Way are holding their spot, then you're basically just playing a waiting game. Even if you're verified, you got to wait for a spot to open up. So that's the benefit to you. All the other things are just added incentive that we can knock out for you and resolve some issues long term. So
yeah,
I'm going to send you this pricing page. I love what I'm seeing online from your company. It looks like you've already done so much stuff. It's usually things that we do for you, like Yelp and Thumbtack and Yellow Pages and the Better Business Bureau. The fact that you have those already is going to make our life a lot easier, just because we don't have to create them, but we won't duplicate those listings. So in order to actually host them for you properly, you're going to have to add us as like a manager to the Google business profile, so that way we can actually do the algorithm updates and move you up to that first page of Google.
Right.
Okay. But I sent you the pricing page. There's a few different packages. What I would recommend for any newer business that's trying to get going is that platinum package, especially if you have a suspended GBP. The platinum package means that we would, you know, be hosting all the other directories. That's the one that has all the bells and whistles, like the Facebook ads, all the directories, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results. But because you have those, it's going to help us make it a lot more affordable. So I still want to put you on that package. But what I was thinking I could do is I could also apply like a new in business credit and take into account that you already have a website and all these other things, and I would drop the rate on it down to just $299, and then I'll put in a request to have your setup fee waived too. So that way it saves you about $600 on what the normal cost is, but then it's going to save you another $300 every month moving forward compared to what your competition's paying, because you'll keep that $299 like as long as you're with us, Ryan. It won't go up or change on you. And then there's no other lead fees, click fees, or call fees. We do have an app that you'll be able to download, and it'll act as like your centralized hub, so you can keep track of all the online listings, all the leads, all your reviews, where everything's coming from. To give you full transparency, save all your clients in there, like a CRM system. So.
All righty. And how are you going to send that to me, on my email or what?
Oh, I texted it to you already. I thought you were looking at it.
Okay, cool. Oh, no, I just walked into Lowe's, but did you send it to the number that ends in 0695?
No, it's 3541.
35. Okay, yeah, that's the one I'm talking to you on. That's probably why I didn't see it.
Okay. Yeah, it's from an 877 number. I just texted you on it there.
Okay. Yeah, I'll check it out and then give you a call. Right now, I get probably like 50 calls a day for like similar things. And it's probably not that I don't trust who y'all are, but like honestly, I kind of just want to look into it real quick before I just start spending a bunch of money. But this is what I do need, and like based off talking to y'all, since nothing against certain kind of people, but like I actually understand what you're saying, so I get a lot of calls from not in a bad way, but
it's fine. Yeah, I've been hearing that a lot lately, but the Google partners are like, we're right next to Google. Like, here, I'll send you our company, all our reviews and everything. So we're in California, so it don't sound like we're from
India. I feel like I've heard of y'all before. Yeah, heard of y'all before, because so I don't know if you've ever heard of them, but I, for the past 10 years, I worked for Bacon Plumbing out of Rockwall. They're highly rated. They do about $30 million a year.
I'm pretty sure they're a client of ours.
I feel like it because I think I've heard of y'all before. But like I said, I'm not 100% sure.
Let me see.
But here. It's like also like I just started my company in January, and like I'm like, you know, I didn't take out any loans, and I don't have any investors. Like it's just me, and so
is
I'm kind of like really
also like heating and air and electric too. It's not just
yeah, they can.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do everything.
Yeah, we've been working with that.
Yeah,
like a 469.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have an account here for those guys. 8 years
working
with those guys.
Yeah, because I started with them in 2015 when they were a 3-truck company, and now they have over 100 trucks.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just time for me to do my own thing, you know. Yeah, when you go making someone $2 million a year pretty consistently, like, you're like,
yeah,
no, I can do this for myself, you know?
Well, for sure. I think this is probably the only department where it's, like, new to somebody. I'm pretty sure everything else, once you get the clients, you're good to go. And then, obviously, you want to keep your books in order for the tax guy at the end of the year. But this is also a write-off for you, too, by the way. I don't know if you know that. But that kind of incentivizes
owners. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like I said, I know I need to do it. It's just I just kind of want to look at it real quick and see. So like, I mean, it's pretty much everything.
What other information
that
do you think
saying.
You would need? Like, I sent you the pricing and all our reviews and everything.
No, that's what I'm saying. I just need to look at it. And then I'm trying to get to this inspection real quick. I had to stop here by Lowe's to grab something. And then I'm going to be sitting over there for about 2 hours waiting for this inspector to show up.
Well, like I said earlier, Ryan, the hard part about getting on Google is not so much the cost of it. Like that $2.99 is going to look like pennies on the dollar compared to what other guys are paying for the same placement and compared to like the return on investment. I mean, the first call we get you, you're going to offset that cost, but the hard part's really getting the spot. Like, we had a guy, May Plumbing Solutions.
I'm definitely...
Sorry, you're cutting out.
Definitely now seems like... Oh, yeah, I'm kind of have bad service. But, no, I definitely want it, and, like, I see the, you know, the value in it, especially if I do it right now, can save, get that kind of pricing.
Well, it's not an ad. So, like, Google Ads, you could do that whenever in Google Guarantee, as long as you have enough money to pay for it, right? But you're basically in a bidding war with, like, Total Plumbing Service, Inc., and some of these other companies out there that are a lot bigger than you if you do that. With the local listing, it's keeping your budget on a flat rate. So you're not getting charged based on clicks or calls or leads, and that's what makes it, like, a feasible pricing structure, but it's usually $5.99. You know, me cutting it down to $2.99, I'd also be putting it on a month-to-month basis. So you don't have to sign any kind of long-term contract if you wanted to just try it out and see how things go. And worst-case scenario, you get unsuspended, you get verified still, and then maybe you don't do the first-page placement later. But I highly doubt that. The reason I highly doubt that is because we called you for a reason. Like, we saw the stuff that you had online. We saw you're doing pay-per-lead with Home Advisor by Angie's. Those guys get their leads from Google. So it's like you're already buying leads off of Google, off the first page. The problem is that they sell the lead to 3 or 4 other guys, and they charge you the lead fee whether you get it or not. So this is an opportunity for you to list yourself independently, let people call you directly without lead fees or click fees or call fees or dealing with the leads going to 3 or 4 other guys. You're getting real people in real time that are having plumbing problems, you know?
So yeah.
I'm just trying to get your foot in the door. That's really where I'm coming from when it comes to getting that pricing approved for you, is once I get your foot in the door, it'll sell itself to you, especially if you're comparing it to everything and you're already having issues, even just getting your business profile to show up and exist as a company on Google. you know, within the first month,
yeah,
you'll be able to see results where you're like, okay, you know, this is a justifiable expense for my company.
Oh, no, for sure. No, it's definitely justifiable. I mean, even for the, like you're saying, the $299, like just to be able to get my account set up,
right,
is more than worth the that $299. So, what's the, like, do I just, let me put you on speaker real quick.
Okay.
So I can look at what you sent me.
But what do you need from me to like get it going?
Well, right now I know you're in the low, so honestly I'd only need like 2 to 3 minutes to secure the spot. So I just gotta verify basic information that's gonna be submitted when we're requesting to get your profile unsuspended. So it's basically just the information that should be on your Google Business profile. And then I would schedule a client interview appointment. So obviously we'll secure the first month's payment, so that way you get that spot. But in the client interview, those are the guys that are actually going to unsuspend your listing and get everything up and running. So they'll go over like all your keywords, the services you want to be listed for, the areas you want to target, just to customize the campaign. So it's like a 30-minute call. And then we go step by step, start working on the verification and the optimization.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's pretty easy for the business owner, you know, but we get you access to your tracking system and everything right away. So that way you could follow along. You get full transparency on everything we're doing for you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
After that, we just ask that you be responsive to the customers.
Oh, yeah, I'm super responsive, cause like, you know, obviously, you know, this is my full-time job, so.
Yeah, those are the guys that it worked out best for, Ryan, honestly. Like, our CEO tells me all the time, he's like, hey, if they don't sound like they'll be able to use the app and be responsive to customers, like, don't even sign them up. You know, like, basically he's been telling me if they're, like, in their 70s, and I'm like, well, they've probably been having the plumbing company for 30, 40 years, but he's like, if they can't use that app and make sure they're answering their phone and then calling those people back, because the app will save the information if you miss the call, but he's like, if they can't log on to there and do those simple things, then don't even sign them up. But you sound like a young guy, so I don't think it would be an issue for you. I think this would be ideal.
Yeah, no, I'm 29 and older. Like, right now, it's just me. You know, I have my wife, too. She stays at home with my kids and stuff. But she homeschools my boys, so, like,
nice.
You know, she'll help me out a lot. But, you know, obviously, you know, she has things she's got to do, too. And then,
yeah,
I'm
we
really
can always give her access to it, too.
Yeah. I'm really just trying to get to the point where I have more jobs. Because, like, you know, I do Angie's right now, but, you know, with them, I'm kind of on like a trial thing. I just started real low just to see how it goes before I dump a bunch of money into that. And, you know, I'm on like their minimum thing with like $400 a month or something like that. And, you know, like it's okay, but like, you know, I'm not getting daily work from it.
Yeah, if you could do anything with that, Ryan, I'm telling you, Google is the way to go. Even they use Google to get those leads. They're just reselling them. That's what makes them so ineffective.
Right.
And they've been getting in trouble with that, too. It's like they'll sell the same lead to four people. And those aren't even the kind of customers you want. Like, think about yourself. If you're in a plumbing emergency, you're not going to sit here, fill out a form, and wait for four or five guys to call you back so you can compare prices. You're not going to do that. You're going to start calling people yourself.
Well, because that's the thing, too. So, like, even right now, like, with the way that they have it set up, I'm really only getting water heater repair replacement leads, and I've gotten 8 leads from them. 2 of them I haven't even been able to reach because they were the wrong phone numbers, or that they just go straight to voicemail. But I mean, I've already pretty much paid for the year. I mean, out of every job I physically went to, I've converted, So I've done about $6,800 with them. This will be the second week that I've been using them.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm not really so much worried about my end of it. It's just I don't really see the value.
You're still
in
able
them.
To sell those people, even though they're going to multiple people. That tells me a lot, though.
Yeah, no, and that's what I'm saying. Like, if I could just get more, like, that's why I really have been trying to get on Google. Like, I need those. And I know they could be shopping around, too. You know, they can call a couple different companies. I'm not worried
Definitely.
About that. Like, that's a good, I honestly recommend that half the time. Like, I'm not confident
yeah.
in
that way you
my
know
show for my pricing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, I mean, definitely. Like,
and just to assure you, like, water heaters, installation, like, that's just one keyword. We list you for 15
yeah.
different keywords. So we'll be able to cover you there, too, and make sure you're still getting those leads as well.
Yeah, no, for sure. I do everything, so.
Mm-hmm. That's what the interview is all about, though. We want to customize it to you. Like, we want to make sure we're covering all your bases, but also we don't want to list you for something that you don't do. So that way the calls
yeah.
that are coming through, we know are actually qualified potential prospects.
Right.
And they also have to be within that 40-mile radius in order to see a local listing like this. So, you know you're getting a qualified call. They're within 40 miles. They looked up a service you provide, saw you top recommended on Google and verified with your reviews. By the time they call you, they basically already made up their mind. It's like yours to lose at that point.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it definitely sounds like something I'm interested in then. And then, like you said, if it's just month to month, then, you know, I really don't have anything to lose. So, I mean, not saying I feel like it'll go that way, but. I'm
yeah, everybody on the first page is coming back on their own, right? So it's like if you really decided
yeah.
that you didn't want to be up there, then we'll part ways with you as friends. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or any funny business. We'll just go find a business that does want it. You know, we're not
for sure. Well, I definitely want it. So
okay, so let me create the Google business profile then. I know you already have one, but we're going to have to get it unsuspended, so I'm just looking for any
discrepancies. Yeah, and like I said, I canceled that first one, so...
Oh, okay.
And I started one. I haven't done the verification video, so even if I needed to just cancel that one, it's no
okay.
big deal. But.
Well, we won't duplicate it, so most likely they're going to tell us to get... You'll add us as manager to the one that was
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, and then we'll get in there and fix it. Because if you have two, then that causes the problem... That's a discrepancy problem, too, if you have a duplicate where you'll get suspended.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll fix it. I just got to get in there first. What's your last name, Ryan?
It's D as in David,
mm-hmm.
R-E-N-N-O-N.
Okay. And what's your business email address? I'm going to send you everything in writing and a receipt. So that way it's documented you're
yeah.
getting that platinum bundle for the $299 price.
Yeah. The email is going to be Ryan, R-Y-A-N.
Mm-hmm.
At baldeagleplumbingloc.com.
Okay, and you said you had a different phone number earlier, right?
Oh, yeah, so this is my personal line. Last week I got a different phone number. That way I could go back
separate
and, like,
the two?
Not everything's going through my phone. So.
Yeah, hey, I was going to tell you, we offer...
Hey, one second real quick, buddy.
Okay.
I had to grab a test tee.
Okay.
I don't
put it in real quick.
Yeah, I was gonna throw it in real quick.
Are you
guys
got water right now or no?
Huh?
Are you guys got water right now?
Not on the what I installed. So we tapped into the main right here on the Y.
Okay.
To add this floor drain, and then just I went up, vented, and then re-vented to the existing vent up in the attic. And then we just dropped this water. This is, I guess, going to be a bar here. So they just wanted a floor drain and then water to hook up to a sink.
All right. How much time do you need?
Like maybe 15 minutes. Just long enough to cut in a test tee and then fill it up with water.
Okay. Yeah, I can shoot that better.
All right. I'll be here. Just whatever's convenient for you.
I'll give you. I got two more to do.
Yeah.
Probably 45 minutes to an hour.
All right. No big deal. Thanks, buddy. All right, sorry this inspector rolled up. I wasn't ready for him.
No worries. No worries. I'll try to get you off the line quick here. I went and gathered some.
Oh, no, you're good.
Okay. The 399 Mesa Lane, though, that was the address for the verification, right? I know I asked
yeah.
you earlier, but just double check it.
Yeah,
okay.
And, like, that's my residential address, too.
Hide
but,
it,
I
right?
mean, that's the address I have, like, registered with, like, the state and everything, so.
Yeah. That's the thing, when you type in lane even, it'll cause a discrepancy. So I already caught that discrepancy there on Home Advisor by Angie's and Thumbtack. It says Mesa Lane. Uh-huh. And Google recognizes the address as 399 Mesa, just no lane. It's just 399
Mesa. Yeah,
because
there's nothing. There's no lane drive. It's weird, but it's literally just Mesa. There's nothing that goes with that. So.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I'm already catching discrepancies. That'll make it easier. I'll pretty much work on that. Just go through all of it here between now and your client interview. The hours of operation, everything already on there. The website's already on there, so we'll just roll with that. Do you have any problems with your website, or is there anything you want to change?
I mean, not really. At some point, obviously, it's pretty, you've probably seen a million, websites. Like, it's pretty elementary in a way. The website just did myself.
Okay.
Just because I knew I needed something.
Yeah, it's
just
a landing
page. Obviously, I'm not trying to pay somebody a crazy amount of money to build me a website off the rip, but.
Yeah.
Well,
your logo is
and
awesome.
Then, like,
so what the reason I brought it up is because you already own the domain, so we don't have to buy a domain.
Yeah.
It would basically just be some graphic design and some hosting, but I could get you, I could get you a my site. I'll include it, no extra charge. I'll basically just send you a demo of it right now so you could see what those look like.
Yeah.
And then if you want to capitalize on one of those, just let me know. I'll get in there and
we'll
customize
it. All the backlinking and the different pages, obviously,
yeah.
I don't know how to do all that. And then, I have financing, and they sent me, some things to where I could actually have their deal on my page to where, people could, go to that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how to do all that, so.
Yeah, we got you. None of the business owners that you see on there, man, are doing this themselves. Right. That's
yeah,
the thing.
No, and I believe that.
Yeah,
I'm a plumber, man.
Yeah.
I'm tech savvy, but
the stuff
I would be
lost. You know what I mean? I wouldn't even touch it because I'm I'm gonna destroy my house right now. I would just call somebody. So it's the same concept.
Yeah.
That's your area for expertise. Sure. But in order to have a successful company, you can't lack in any department. So we got you here. We'll take care of this.
Yeah.
We'll get you squared away. I just sent you the website example. I want to make sure the site represents you properly. So I'm going to use the domain as it sits right now. But if you do want to capitalize on that, it's no extra charge to you. I've just added it as an extra service, and we could go in there and customize your website for you. Get it to look how want it to look. I got a room full of graphic designers in here that we could just point and click, tell them what to do, and they'll get in there, do it for you.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. And then we just got to schedule your client interview, secure the first month's payment, and you're good to go. Client interviews usually take about 30 to 45 minutes, Ryan, but we ask for an hour.
Yeah.
Just in case the call goes over or you have extra questions for the client interview tech. What's going to be the best time to do the interview with you?
I mean, honestly, really, at this point, any time before 12. My only big rush this morning was getting over here for this inspection, and he said he's going to come back within an hour or so.
You want to go 11 to 12? Central?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right. I'm going to schedule it with the technician. That's good because then we could start working on it all right away. And then I'll send you a calendar invite to this appointment, and they're going to text you automatically here in 10 minutes. They usually send a text out 1 hour before the appointment.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me one second here. Boom. Got it. Ryan at BaldEagleplumbingLLC.com. All right. Got the client interview. And then in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
Let me grab a card real quick. I got to grab my wallet.
Okay. And while you're doing that, too, can you check and make sure these text messages all came through? I just want to make sure, because I know you said there was a different phone number, but right now
I have the ones you sent me, the link to your pricing and then the Vocal Splash, my site thing.
So do you want the customers to see that 903-292-3541 on Google, or?
No. So I thought I've already changed a lot of that. So like, I don't know where else this number is popping up. I've changed it on my website, my Facebook, my Thumbtack, and I'm pretty sure my Angie's Leads.
Okay, I see on your
but
website.
I might have both on Angie Leads, but
okay.
You
so
see this number on my website.
Yeah, no. The number on the website is 4970695.
Yeah, so that's my business number.
Okay, I'm gonna put this number just for us for our records, but your online listings will show the other one, the 0695.
Yeah,
they're gonna recommend a tracking number. I would recommend it too, rather than paying for a whole another phone number every month. Tracking number on Google, it'll display a different number, but it forwards to your phone in real time. And then we tell you to save the tracking number in your phone and your contacts as like potential lead. So that way every time somebody calls that number from your online listings, it's coming through on your caller ID system on your phone as potential lead. That way you know it's a business call and not a personal call.
Yeah.
And that'll save you from having to have a whole nother phone line or paying for something just to separate business from personal. And then in your tracking system, it'll save everything too. It really helps with the tracking.
No, that's good, because like that 497 number, like I already have that phone, so that's no big deal. But I probably won't get any other number outside of that one.
Okay, so you don't want to do the call tracking?
It don't matter, really, like, I have a separate business number, so, I mean...
I'm going to get you one. I'm going to just get you one, so that way you have it, and then if you don't want to use it, we could always remove it, but I'd rather you have it and have the option than to not have it and be stuck, and then maybe there's an issue that pops up later where you could really use it.
Yeah.
So, I'm just going to throw that in, like, the website. I'm just going to make it an option for you. Rather than you have to spend more money. Because maybe you go, hey, I don't want to use two phone lines. What do they charge you, like $40, $50 a month for that phone?
I don't know. I just bought the phone out. I mean, man, between my kids, my wife.
I know. I was just going to say that, actually, because my son's four. I'm like, it probably helps to have a second phone because you can just pass it back to them and they're going crazy in the car.
I mean, man, on my phone bill, I already got like eight lines. So, like, I think it was like pennies to add another phone. Like, it's ridiculous.
They do that all the time. Like, you want a free one? And I'm like, he's not ready for it. He's only 4 years old.
He's
on the tablet.
Hey,
like
all
crazy.
I gotta say, I don't know how old he is, but I made the mistake of starting young, and there ain't no going back.
Yeah, my son's like that too with the tablet. It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Like I come home.
It's like the best thing I ever did and the worst thing I ever did at the exact same time.
Yeah. You know, he was struggling talking because I put him on it so early. So I had to put him through like speech class and stuff. And then they were telling me that.
Yeah.
But the speech therapist recommended this thing called Lingo Kids. It's like $8 a month. It's like you subscribe to it. But now he reads. He's counting all the time. He's reading everything when we're outside.
Yeah.
It's like an interactive, like, game that's actually teaching them. And they don't realize they're teaching. You know, he feels like he's playing with rocket ships, but he's, like, collecting letters and spelling things, you know. It's like,
right. Well, that's what I was going to say. Like just having it, like, my kids learned a lot. Because, like, so mine are 9, 6, and 1.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, for my 9-year-old, you know, he had it pretty young because we would drive a lot. And so, like, I'd give it to him in the car.
Yeah.
Like, man, he learned all of his colors, shapes, everything.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, dude, he was so smart on that level. Yeah, he was so smart on that level. It was like when you would talk to him, he would just like, he would draw a blank, though. Like, you would try to tell him to do things, and he would just be like, huh? But then you go, okay, what is this, you know? And, oh, let's read this. What does that say, you know? Okay, let's count to 20. He was, like, doing that when he was, like, 1.5. And people were like, what the heck? He's not dumb. He just only knows these things. it's wild now though. He just turned 4 and it's just like it's crazy. He's talking so much and asking me all these questions and then he's like correcting me. Like I took him to the zoo and I'm like, oh, it's a horse, and he's like, that's not a horse, I'm like, all right, whatever, dude.
Yeah, I'm with you, man.
Yeah, he's getting real smart. But okay, so I got the tracking number approved. I got the client interview scheduled. And then I also have the my site on the table for you as a part of that platinum package. So in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, Ryan, how did you want to do that?
It'll just be a card.
Okay. Now, is this under your name, the business name, or both?
Both. It's a business account, but the card has both names on it.
It's best that way because you'll be able to write this off. Yeah. Google Advertising is a business expense. So I'll put the name on there.
I know I'm early on, but I'm trying to do it all right, man.
Yeah, that's the way to go. You don't want to have any problems with Uncle Sam. Trust me, that's
yeah,
big no-no. What's your – is there a middle initial on there?
Let me look.
Yeah, I got to make sure it matches.
My middle name. So it's going to be Ryan Michael.
Okay.
And then my last name, Vernon.
Vernon. Okay. And then the billing address is the same as the street address?
Yeah, the 399.
Yep, Mesa. All right. I'm ready for you.
It's going to be 5348.
5348.
7500.
7500.
3452.
3452.
4991.
4991. Okay, and expiration date, month, and year?
430.
430, and then three-digit code on the back.
055.
055, okay. And then I'm going to walk you through voice verification. If I say anything you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Yeah.
All right. You're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Yeah, it's Bald Eagle Plumbing, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your full name and title within the company?
Ryan Michael Dernan, the owner.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yeah.
All right. And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's 24 to 48 hours, but like I said, you know, you want to practice immediate response time and try to get back to these people if you do miss calls.
Yeah, I try to be quick, man. I know the powers to that. Like,
yeah, because they might go shopping around, but even just calling them back sometimes is a game changer for people. Like, oh, you actually called me back. Okay.
Yeah, true.
I can't tell you how many I've heard where people are just, like, shocked that they're even getting responded back to. Like, oh, I've been trying to call people all day, and then now I finally got somebody to call me back.
Oh, I get that a lot, man. I mean, I try to do all same-day work, too. Like, I try to be out within the same day or the next day. Say I got, like, a less than 10-minute response rate on Andy's thumbtacks. So
yeah, that's the thing. You're like, battle-tested. If you could do anything with that, then you're already... Like, that's a bunch of people fishing in a small pond right there.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, this is a boat in the ocean, and they're hunting you.
Yeah, right?
All right, but it says, in hiring our company as a Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online marketing while you're using our services?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's just so we can make sure you don't have duplicate listings or paying for something we're already doing for you.
Yeah, for sure.
And then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I am supposed to recommend you try our services for 2 months, but it is a month-to-month service, so you're not binded to a contract. It says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's May 19th of 2025. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $299. However, I put you on a full platinum package bundle. I've made the website optional to you at no additional cost, and I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. So when the term is completed, the agreement's set up to renew each month on the 19th day, but it's going to remain in that discounted price of $299 for as long as you're with us. And then it says, again, you could discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees, penalties, or anything like that. All that we ask is if you do decide to discontinue our services, please let us know before the next bill is due, so that way we could stop it from automatically charging you. And then it says,
yeah.
Do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
All right. So you should have some text messages coming through.
Yeah, I got a couple.
Okay. So there's an outline of the agreement in writing there. It's also been sent over to your email. So that way you have everything documented, like all the services we're providing for you, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation. It's all in black and white there. When you get a chance, sign off on that. You don't have to do it right now, but try to maybe get it done before the client interview here in about an hour. And then,
well, that's what I was going to say. I was going to try to do it real quick. This is the one. It says,
there's a link in there.
Copy the invoice.
Yeah, that one.
And then it says terms and the link.
Yep, that's it.
Okay, so here's the phone number. That way I can just go ahead and do it.
Yeah, take your time, actually. I have a bunch of notes I got to do here, too, for them, for the client interview. And then they're going to call you on this line that we're on now, by the way. They're not going to do that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Water heater, installation mainly. Yeah, it's good that you're so proactive with it. We'll get it up and running quick. I hate when people are like, oh, let's do the client interview on Thursday. And I'm like, dude, that's 3 days.
Right?
Such a waste of time. Like, we want to get you guys up and running as fast as possible, too, because we're not going to make money if you're not making money. Like, guys aren't going to keep paying for it each month if we're not offsetting the cost really quickly, you know? So we got a little bit of time.
Well, that, man, and like... Like, I'm serious about this. Like, you know, I've been plumbing a long time. I got into it wanting to do my own thing. So, like, you know, I'm pretty serious. I got a family of five, and my wife ain't working 10 years. So, like, you know, I don't have an option but to...
To make it work.
And I came from making a lot of money. Like, so going from a guaranteed really good check every week to making it on my own, like, I know I can do it. I just have to get everything put in place, and the sooner I can do that, the heck of a lot better it'll be. So
yeah, this is basically mandatory when you put it that way.
Yeah. There ain't no option but
yeah, you have to get up and running, though, because everybody uses Google. I mean, it's been the number one way to market for the last 17 years, especially for a service-based industry like HVAC and plumbing. It's, you got to do it. I mean, if you don't, you're missing out on like 90% of your customers.
Yeah, I mean, that's everything's to the phone now, and especially Google. So
yeah, I mean, if you're having a
plumbing emergency, I wish I wasn't locked in for a year on Android.
Yeah, you can get out of that, though. Like, I'm not supposed to, like, tell you to cancel or, like, help you cancel, but if you look up FTC versus Home Advisor or FTC versus Angie's, the Federal Trade Commission's been on those guys for years. Like, you can report them and get your money back if they don't just cooperate with you telling them, because you're already saying, like, I don't want to, wish I wasn't stuck there, so there might be a little regret there.
Well, I mean, like I said, it isn't bad. I mean, the fact that I'm still in my first month and I've only paid $400 and I've made a little over $6,000 off of that, like,
that's fine,
I'm not saying it's not good, but it's like, you know, I feel like I could put that same amount of money elsewhere and have a broader, you know,
spectrum for
description
sure
of what I do. And
yeah, it's going to be more specific. Not going to be limiting when you're on Google either. Like, that 400 something's only going to allot so many leads, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it's,
well,
like,
it'd
once
be
you
different
pass
if
out.
I got one a day from them, but it's been like 1 to 3 a week, and I'm like, you know,
that's just for water heater install, though, right?
Yeah, and that's just for water heaters. So, like, yeah,
gotcha.
Luckily it is that because
that,
you know, I've capitalized off of it, but.
Mm-hmm. The main thing is the making sure the ROI is there, especially if you're telling me you got five mouths to feed. It's like, yeah, the ROI is there.
Right, and so far it is, you know, like, you know, I've paid for the year, essentially, if you want to look at it that way. So, I mean, anything from here on out, like,
Yeah, you're fine. It's worth it. It's worth it. It's just not what everybody's using. So if you compare the two side by side, you'll be a lot happier with getting calls live off Google. It's not going to take you very long to see that. That's how they get their leads anyway. They're up there.
Yeah.
So you're basically just cutting out a middleman. Like, are you going to rely on your customers going to Angie's and then calling you, or are you just going to let them call you live, you know? So two totally different things. 50-gallon electric cream. Okay. So this Facebook page, you never ran any ads through this, right?
On Facebook?
Yeah.
I think one.
Okay.
One time. So I'm trying to...
You might have to turn the phone sideways to sign it. I run into that a lot when we're on the mobile.
I was able to do that.
Okay.
I was trying to connect my Google to y'all, like
mm-hmm.
that first little thing that pops up.
Uh-huh.
And it keeps saying unable to authorize. It says Google authorization error, unable to authorize details, fail to launch browser.
Fail to launch browser is usually a connection issue, but usually this is stuff for the client interview tech that we have here. In
yeah.
about 53 minutes. So you're kind of ahead of the curve there. Which
no,
I like.
I'll do it with them.
No, I like that, though. That's a good sign for us.
That's probably going to be the first thing they have me do. So.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll need to get access to it and be able to modify it. My job is more so just come to an agreement with the business owner and then obviously act as customer service moving forward for you. But they're the ones that are actually, like, building it, putting it all together.
Yeah.
Documents, hide address, but verify there's no lane in his address. And then requested my site. I left the website optional. Has Facebook page already. CVP already. And terms and conditions are being signed. Okay. All right, so I got all your notes there. You are good to go for the client interview technician. And then it looks like the terms and conditions, they still say pending. So you just got to sign off on that. I have the client interview scheduled here at the top of the hour. So they're going to call you at between 11 and 12. If I'm not actively on a call, I'll actually call you first and introduce you to them. And then they'll take over the call from there.
All right. What did you say was still pending? Do I need to sign something else?
Yeah, no, it was just the terms and conditions. That was the only thing. It was that link in the text message with an outline of the agreement in writing. You're supposed to sign off on it at the bottom and then hit confirm signature.
Yeah, I thought I did.
Dang, they already got you that tracking number. That's crazy. That was fast.
So I click this. It says... Yeah. The link to turn aspects has expired. Start by logging in here.
Yeah, you might not be logged into the same email address that we have on file. They want everything to match up. Oh, it's signed. It says it's signed. Sorry, I had to just hit refresh. I was putting in all the notes.
I was going
to
say,
I thought
I did it.
Yeah, it's signed. Sorry. I was submitting the notes, and I was looking at, like, the old browser. Once I saved the notes and then refreshed, it came back and said terms and conditions are signed.
Yeah.
So you're good. All right. So I want to officially welcome you aboard. Say thank you for signing up with our team here at Local Splash. I'm going to send you one more text message with my phone number. It's the same as the line that's attached to every text and email, but this one will have my direct extension. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, don't hesitate to call in, okay? Feel free to reach out to me if you need help. Yeah. That way you got a familiar voice, too. I feel like we're pretty much same age. I got it like a year or two on you. All right, Ryan. Well, again, hey, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. Enjoy the next 50 minutes, and then we'll circle back at the top of the hour, start knocking out this client interview.
All right, man. Sounds good.
All right. I got some work to do. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks.
All right, bye.